all things to his glory. Oh, precious is the flow that makes us white as snow.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my part in this I see nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing, this my plea, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can for sin atone, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Not of good that I have done, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Would you stand? This is the last verse. Please stand.
This is all my hope and peace, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Nothing but the blood.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Amen. Good to see you.
Do you want us to sit down, Bob?
Pardon?
Do you want us to sit down?
Yes, that'd be a good idea.
All right. Sit down.
Come to me, I am the comforter. Come crawl up on my knee. Lay your head close against my heart. Find your rest in me.
When it
hurts too much to cry, I will hold you.
When you feel that you will never make it through. When you need someone to hold you, I'll enfold you in my arms. For my child, I love you. Come to me, I am the comforter. Come and crawl up on my knee. Lay your head close against my heart. Find your rest in me. When the days are long,
when the days are long and life feels so empty, in the lonely nights I'll stay by your side. When you can't explain your feelings, I will listen to your heart. I will hear the thoughts you hide. Come to me, I am the comforter. Come crawl up on my knees. Lay your head close against my heart. Find your rest in me.
One more time.
Come to me, I am the comforter. Come crawl up on my knees. Lay your head close against my heart. Find your rest in me.
Find your rest.
Find your rest in me.
Thank you, Bob and Lisa. The call to worship today, it kind of goes along with this. Come to me is really what is being said by the Lord today. From Psalm chapter 4. Answer me when I call you, O my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Be merciful to me and hear my prayer. How long, O men, will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love delusions and seek false gods? Know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call to him. I will lie down and sleep in peace. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Welcome to Harbor of Joy this morning. Good to hear Bob and Lisa singing today. You know, it was intentional that that one song didn't have the words. It was just for you to listen. Because sometimes we just like hearing noise all the time. It's good to just listen when someone else sings. It brings us good words for us to think about the Lord. And that's why we're here today. Glad that you are here. We're especially glad for the snowbirds that have returned. Not all of them are back yet, but there are some that are here. And just want you to know that we're after the service today. We have something special with the snowbirds who've come back in mind, but it's also for anyone and everyone who wants to be here. Dean, are you here? What do you want to say to these guys? Egg bake.
So there's plenty of food out there.
Okay. You've got your invite. So I should be one of the, I should be like the Maytag repairman out by the door. No one will go out that way because you all want to stay and have something to eat. But you've got other plans. It's okay. Mandy Roger, she's from Sheldon, originally from Sheldon, Iowa, and she was over in Romania for at least 6 or better years as a missionary over in Romania, and now she's got a new assignment where she's in the States, and she's visiting now with missionaries who are out on the field, and she spends time with those missionaries and is able to relate to them because of her time in Romania. And so, yeah, just be a free will offering. If you want to give toward her support, that will be available at the egg bake that did not get dropped on the floor this morning or whatever. Yes, Dean. Oh, he didn't fall on the floor.
So it went down.
Went down where? On the floor?
On Cheryl's clean oven.
Oh, on her clean oven. Okay. All right. So make sure you don't want a piece that fell down. You want something that looks really special.
There's plenty out there that hasn't hit the floor.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Dean, for, you know, he's kind of the egg man. He's kind of the guy behind the scenes that make these things happen, too. So we appreciate all that you do, Dean. And I'm looking forward to actually having something to eat today. So, all right. So I just want to remind you that if you haven't heard, that there was a attack on Israel last night from Iran. They sent, they said this morning there was like 300 drones. Each of those drones carry anywhere from 60 to 600 pounds of explosives. They sent missiles as well. Thankfully, 99% of them were destroyed before they did any damage to Israel, and a lot of them were destroyed before they even got to Israel from fighter jets from the United States and Israel and who knows who else. So, I mean, that's kind of something that just has happened during the evening. You know, these people in Israel had to spend the night in a bomb shelter, a place of protection. You know, and here we sing a song, "Come to Me," you know, a time of peace type of a thing. And these people are probably sleeping, catching up on their sleep now. But it's not the only place that there is problems going on in the world. I think of Haiti. It's another place. Unrest, the government has been overthrown there, and there's just a lot of rebels and gangs taking over in Haiti. You got the Ukraine, which is at war with Russia and Ukraine, and we don't know what's going to happen there. All these places, we don't know what's going to happen. But we do know that in the end, as we look at the Bible, that there will be an onslaught that comes against Israel from different places. And I just say that, you know, I don't know when that will happen, but the Bible is very clear that it will come. It'll come from the north when that happens. But the Lord will step in and protect his people, country of Israel. So it's just something to be very mindful of. You have China, who's got their eyes on Taiwan. You've got Yemen, who is shooting things towards Israel. You've got Lebanon, who's shooting things towards Israel. There's Nigeria. There's Gaza. There's just a lot of things happening in this world. We have a lot of crime going on in our own country. We have a lot of needless deaths that take place. Needless. Things that didn't have to happen that do. And we know that maybe there's a lot of you that are here today that have things going on in your lives as well that are not good things. Things you wish you did not have to deal with, but you are. And so all the more meaning for us to come together and to just say, Lord, we need you in all that takes place, because you are the only one that we can turn to that will be able to help us even when we don't know what to do. So keep those kind of things in mind. Want to remind you that John and Julie Battern will be here Wednesday night. It's a Wednesday night fellowship, so you kind of know how that all goes. You can bring something for a potluck supper that will go along with whatever's going to be grilled. And thinking of grilling, we have a brand new grill that we're going to be using this Wednesday night. Have you heard of a Blackstone? A flat Blackstone. It's bigger than just the regular barbecue grill that we've been trying to feed everybody, because it's just not big enough, so we had to get something a lot bigger for this. But we'll make sure that Dean gets his grill the regular way, so that he likes his hamburger almost raw. So we'll make sure you get that, Dean. Yeah, rare, raw, same thing. If you sit next to him and he puts his fork in his burger, it goes, moo, oh, kind of like that, so. But John and Julie Battern will be here. They'll be talking about a couple of ministries. They've been involved with SWIM. Some of you have helped out making those things for SWIM that they take to Africa to help purify water. And they're going to be meeting again, we see in the bulletin here, it's on Saturday, June 20th, and they'll have two different shifts. There's one that starts at 9:30 and goes till, 10:30, I suppose, and then one that starts at 10 and goes till 11:30. There's two different shifts that will help you if, in deciding which one you want to be a part of, if that is something you'd like to do. And Operation Christmas Child, just want you to know that all of our Christmas Child boxes went to Mexico. We don't know where at in Mexico, but in Mexico. I see that hand.
That build is April. You said June.
Oh, did I?
Yes. It's next Saturday, the 20th.
I want to see the instant replay. That's right. It's this coming Saturday. April. Yeah, we're not in June yet. April. Sorry. There's times I do say things I shouldn't. Or I think I said differently. I don't know. So keep that in mind. I also want you to realize that we are starting Lunch with a Bunch again this Thursday at noon to 1 o'clock. And we're going to do a study on hope, looking at different places in the Bible where it talks about hope. It's something that every one of us needs, if you realize it or not, hope. And so you can come and join us at noon to 1 o'clock this Thursday for that. There are other things in your bulletin. Please read them. They're there for you. And I'd like to have a word of prayer before we go to our responsive reading this morning. Heavenly Father, I'm thankful that you do not just love perfect people who never do anything off base. Thank you that you love us, because none of us here are perfect. And so we are grateful that you are perfect, and that is why we come to worship you. You are more than our all in all. You are our Savior, and who came to save the whole world. And Lord, we come to you because without you, we have no hope. With you, we have all kinds of hope. Even if our lives are cut short here and now, we still have that hope of being with you forever and not have to deal with sin in this world ever again. So thank you for the hope that you bring into our lives. And we pray, Lord, that you would be with Israel. You'd be with Jerusalem. We're to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And we know, Lord, that any time that the question is asked, what would you like to see happen in this world, some way, shape, or form, the answer is always, we like to see peace. We pray for the peace that comes from you. Because you do a heart job on every person in this world, where we first need peace with you in our own lives. And because of that, we will also then be peacekeepers or peacemakers to those around us. And so, Lord, help us to keep our eyes on that peace, even here within the community here of Milford and in the Lakes area, and even here at Harbor of Joy, peace. We can either be a part of that peace, or we can be the other side, which is evil, and cause problems and issues, because evil is like that. So, Lord, we look for the true peace that comes, and that the peace that you give to all who will receive it in our hearts and in our lives. So be with this world, be with those in leadership positions. May they seek your peace always. We pray and we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Our responsive reading this morning comes from the words from the hymn, Jesus Paid It All. And it says this, I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Lord, now indeed I find thy power, and thine alone can change the leper's spots. Lord, now indeed I find thy power, and thine alone can change the leper's spots. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. For nothing good have I, whereby thy grace to claim. And when before the throne I stand in him complete,
Jesus died, my soul saved, my lips shall still be.
Jesus paid it all, all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. Call upon the praise team, praise band to come share with us. Hoping you'd play twice as long. But thank you very much. We'll worship the King. I invite you to stand as we hear God's word. Comes to us out of Luke. Luke is in the New Testament. It's one of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Look at chapter 24, verses 36 through 49. It says this, while they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, what? Peace be with you. They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, why are you troubled and why do you doubt? Why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement, he asked them, do you have anything here to eat? They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. He said to them, this is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, this is what is written. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised. but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your words for us today. May we ponder them. May we receive them by faith as well. We pray in your name. Amen. You may be seated. I am realizing that I'm starting to say things that I thought I said differently. I don't know what's going on. But had a conversation this past week of talking about last week's sermon. And a person wanted to know, clarify for me what you said. How did you say this? I go, I don't know how I could have said it any different. But the person told me what he had heard. I go like, well, that's not what I meant. So anyway, we got that all cleared up. So I'm just going like, happened again today. I said June instead of April. I don't know. Sorry about that. But I will always tell you I'm sorry if I misspoke and said things. I want to recall to your mind here, you remember there was two men on the road to Emmaus when Jesus joined them, but they did not know who he was at all. And Jesus was listening to them, talking about what had taken place that day in Jerusalem. And that day is really, would be our Easter, would be the Resurrection Sunday. These men had heard about, they're talking about this. And when Jesus joins them on this road to Emmaus, he kind of tells them, he's kind of incognito here. And he says, what are you guys talking about? And they go like, you haven't heard? This is what went on. So they started explaining to him all these things that had been happened, and they couldn't believe how he had not heard these things. But that night, when they're having something to eat, Jesus broke bread and gave it to them, and all of a sudden the light bulb went on. And they realized who he was, and then he was gone, disappeared. These two guys run back to Jerusalem to tell the disciples what had just happened to them. That's what's going on here just before the text that I read to you. And so these guys come back to the disciples, and this is what they were talking about, when all of a sudden, where they're talking to the disciples what's gone on, who shows up? Jesus stands in their midst, and he speaks to them, saying, peace be with you. Amazing stuff. Luke, who writes this, remember, Luke is not one of the disciples of Jesus, like with the 12. Luke is not one of those guys. Luke is a historian. He's also a doctor. And he went to find out some things about Jesus, and so he's doing a historical account of Jesus in his gospel. He went to talk to eyewitnesses. He went to talk to the disciples if there was any still living, or he knew of people that knew the disciples. He would ask them questions. He would use the resources that he could use to come up with the gospel. And of course, we know that it's the Holy Spirit that is superintending what he's writing. It's the inspiring in what to write that we need to know about Jesus ourselves. And so we find here in Luke's text this morning is that the responses that we read here are completely human nature responses. When Jesus shows up in their midst, we see the emotions that are running high at this time. It says here that when he shows up, that says that they were all startled and they were frightened. Here he is. All of a sudden, how did he get into this place? Or is it really Jesus? Or, you know, they shout it was a ghost. And Jesus had to remind them of saying, you know, a ghost does not have flesh and bones like I do. And he proved it to his disciples by asking for something. What was that? Was it an egg bake? No. He asked for some broiled fish. And he ate it to show that he is there. He's alive. He can eat. He's not a ghost. So he reassures him with that. He asks him, you know, why are you troubled? You know, why do you have doubts? And it's easy for us, human nature would just say, no way, Jose, is this happening. But here he is, speaking to them, and he eats with them, before them. Jesus turns their minds now to the facts that it's not about the physical things, it's not the human things that they're talking about. He takes it to another level. He's saying, I'm going to talk to you about some spiritual things here. Things that are going to last forever. Things that will affect your life. And what does he do? He shows them his hands and his feet. Nothing else should have to be said when he does that. And it says here that they still didn't really believe him because of pure joy and amazement. Now I want to have you think about that for a little bit. Some of you have probably been playing on some championship teams at some point in time in your life, or you've been watching something on TV, or you see the celebration that has taken place, and a lot of times you hear people who are involved in it, they say like, I can't believe it, we just won, or I can't believe this has happened. You know, and it's all comes from joy. They're just amazed that this actually has happened to them, right? Those things happen in life. I can't believe that you're here. Well, I'm glad you're here. And they miss the real point, that it's Jesus there. And that's when Jesus says, do you have anything to eat? To show that he is alive and he is real. When did Jesus become real for you in your life? When did he become real? It's very important. I was baptized as an infant. I just kind of go like, big deal. I don't remember it. But there was a time when Jesus became very real to me. Maybe it was something that started in my baptism. I don't know. But he became real to me. I couldn't deny it. He didn't appear to me. He didn't eat fish in front of me. He didn't show me his hands, his feet, where the scars are. He didn't have me touch him. It's just that it became very real. My heart and in my life. You need that too. You need that. Something to hold on to, because there's going to come times in your life that's just going to be Jesus, and that's it. Everything else gets turned upside down, or you don't know where to go, who to talk to, whatever. But Jesus will always be there. But Jesus goes on, and he tells his disciples and these two guys from the Emmaus Road who are in the room, he tells them this. He goes, you know, he didn't say, see, I told you so. Jesus doesn't work that way. He just said, I told you before about what's going to happen to me. He says, everything must be fulfilled what is written about me. And he says, the books of the law of Moses. Moses wrote four of the books of the Bible, the beginning of the Bible. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Those are the books of the law. Books that Moses is believed to have written. He then mentions that the prophets, those are both major prophets. There's five major prophets. There's 12 minor prophets have spoken about who Jesus, the Messiah, the one who's to come, they're waiting for. Messiah and Christ mean the same thing. Christ is in Greek, Christos. Same as the Messiah in Hebrew. And he says that Psalms is another one. whatever has been written about me in those books, you should know that it, who I am. And it says here something very, very important in verse 45. It says, then Jesus opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. Jesus revealed something to them that they did not understand before. Do you ever remember reading the Bible and it just was as dry as dust? Didn't mean a thing. You tried reading it and you go like, oh, I can't get it. And you'd use for an excuse, it was written in King James. Who can understand this? But then one day when you understood that Jesus came to be your Savior, he died for you on that cross. And then you start reading the Bible, you go like, wow, this is great reading. This is good stuff. Who revealed that to you? Why the change? From something you didn't want to read to now something you can't get enough of. And you can reread it over and over again and learn something new every time. Jesus still reveals things to us, and we need to have him reveal things to us. Because left to ourselves, we won't see it. Left to ourselves, it'll be hopeless. Life becomes hopeless. And then we start running after different things that we think will bring peace to us and bring us contentment and love, and we find that there's nothing that will fill that hole in your heart and life. It's just there for Jesus to fill. Nothing else will fill it. So don't deceive yourself thinking that if I only had this, or if I only could do that, or whatever, that would make me happy. I got news for you. Happiness is found in Jesus and him living in you and through you. You should never say, I'm bored. It's kind of like a slap in the face to Jesus. So you think I'm boring, huh? He lives in us. He wants to work through us. Jesus makes life exciting. Worth living, even when bad things take place. There's one more thing that Jesus says here. Well, a couple more things here that Jesus says to his disciples. He's very specific when he tells them that the Messiah must suffer. The Messiah must die. That was not in the thinking of these Jewish guys. Or the Jewish leaders. The Messiah will rise again on the third day. That's very specific. 3 days, you come back to life. The resurrection will take place, and it did. And Jesus says to them that there will be repentance and forgiveness of sins that is going to be preached. From then on out, it's always been preached before, but it's still going to be preached. Men and women and boys and girls are still going to be drawn by the love of Christ to him. And it starts in Jerusalem, because his name is going to be heard in all nations around the world. And it's definitely has gone a lot further than Jerusalem in the last 2,000 years, hasn't it? And then Jesus says one more thing to them. Stay here until you receive the promise that my Father will send. It's amazing that Bob and Lisa sang this song for us this morning, because it goes along with this. The Comforter. Jesus had told his disciples that God is going to send them the Spirit of Truth, the Counselor, the Comforter. I think counselor and comforter are the same. Depends on which translation you read. But they're to wait until God sends them the comforter or the counselor. Who doesn't need to be counseled? Nothing wrong in being counseled when the Lord is there in it. And so what Jesus is saying to his disciples, they are supposed to stay in Jerusalem for how long? They don't know. He just says, we're supposed to stay here. Do you think they had any idea they'd have to be staying there for over a month? 40 days from the resurrection on the 40th day after the resurrection, what happens? We're not there yet, but what happens? We call it Pentecost. And we'll probably talk about that more next month. But Pentecost, the time in which the Holy Spirit, also known as the Comforter, the Counselor, the Spirit of Truth, comes and lives inside every believer. Every believer will receive the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ, because they're the same in their lives and in their hearts. So I just want you to see in this text, hopefully now that you will see that there are a lot of resurrection revelations just in this passage. And I'm just asking, do you see them? Do you see them there? There's a number of different revelations, different things that are revealed to us, different things that are shown to us that we never probably would have caught or seen if we didn't have this portion of Scripture. Jesus is there in the room with his disciples. He speaks to them. They hear him talk. He shows his scars that he has in his hands and in his feet. Remember when he was there for Thomas? He told Thomas, put your hand in my side. Because he knew there was a spear that had pierced him when he was on the cross by a Roman soldier. And when Thomas touched him, what did Thomas say? Ah, get out of here. You're not real. No, Thomas immediately said, my God, my Lord. He came to believe in Jesus. Have you come to believe in Jesus in your life? Jesus eats with them. They see it. They saw him eat. That broiled fish disappears. And then he says, he reveals the scriptures to them. He opens up their minds. This is what has been talked about, told about me, read about. You could read about it in the Hebrew Bible. Moses spoke of me, as the prophets did, and as the psalm writer as well. Jesus must open your mind to understand the scriptures. What does the repentance have to do with me, you might ask? If you have to ask that question, it means then you are perfect. You do everything right. You never have to say you're sorry. You never have to admit to being wrong. You never have to ask God to forgive you. And maybe someone you know you need to ask forgiveness for because you've offended them. You've hurt them, and you know it. But you've never, ever told them about that. So how are they supposed to know? We're to be witnesses for Jesus as we look at Acts chapter 1, verse 8. It's when the Holy Spirit comes, we are his witnesses. Starts in Jerusalem, goes to Judea, it goes to Samaria, and then it goes to the ends of the world. And that's in the process of being done. So God had promised that he would send someone that would change their lives forever. But they must wait until the Holy Spirit comes. And when it did, as we will learn about this few Sundays from here, you're going to say, oh, so that's what that means. Pentecost Day, Pentecost Sunday, what does that mean? I'll explain more to you about that. But in short, right now for today, it's when the Counselor or the Comforter has come as a person to you, because he loves you and cares about you very much. We need that. We need to know that. We need to hear that in our lives. So we have 15 minutes left before you're dismissed. You got any questions about today's message? Hearing none.
Why did they have to leave and stay in Jerusalem?
Who said that? You don't matter. Yeah. They had to wait. That's where the Comforter was going to come, the Holy Spirit. But let's just pray, shall we? Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have heard your word today. Little bit of new information, probably for some, and yet for some we've heard it many times before. And it's good to hear it again and again. Because we get forgetful. That's just the normal thing that happens to us. We forget things. But you don't. I'm glad you never forget about loving us. I'm glad you never forget about going to the cross or sending your son to the cross to die for our sins. We can all be glad that you never leave us nor forsake us, ever. Because that gives hope. And so, Lord, we pray that the hope that only you can give, that everyone here today will know that it's here. There's hope in Jesus Christ. And there may be someone here who does not know this hope personally. It's just been in their head. It's just head knowledge. It hasn't sunk down to the heart. Lord, we pray that you would reveal that to whomever you would like to reveal that to here today. That Jesus needs to be in our hearts and in our lives. What's ever in our head means nothing unless it's in our heart first. So thank you for revealing to us today what we need to see and learn from you and from your word. We pray in Jesus' name. Let's pray the Lord's Prayer together, shall we? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us stand as we recite the Apostles' Creed. If you can't stand, that's okay too. You can remain seated. But we're just going to recite the Apostles' Creed together. It says, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. Receive the benediction before we leave with the song that's going to be sung. Lord, we just pray for peace, not only for Jerusalem, not only for this world, but we pray for the peace that comes to us through Jesus here this morning. And we ask him to be a part of our lives and to come into our hearts today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
On our last song today, I have asked the instruments not to play on the last verse so I can hear all of you sing.
Hungering and thirsting to